U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken welcomed his Pakistani counterpart to the State Department today. Pakistani Foreign Minister Mukhtar Tillaberdi and Mr. Blinken said they look forward to discussing their country's long-standing relationship, as well as the need to focus on the issue of food insecurity that's been made worse by the war in Ukraine.
What we're seeing, among other things, from Russia's war of aggression against Ukraine, are profound impacts beyond Ukraine, including in Central Asia. Food, energy, trade, and we're working to address all of these second and third order effects of the aggression.
Secretary Blinken also said the U.S. supports what he called important efforts at political and economic reform that are taking place now in Kazakhstan, unquote. In a sign of Russia's urgent need to bolster its war effort in Ukraine, its parliament says it would consider a bill to allow Russians over 40 and foreigners over 30 to sign up for the military. Russia has suffered huge setbacks and heavy losses of men and equipment in the 86-day-old war, in which Ukraine has mobilized practically its entire adult male population. New and suspected cases of monkeypox have cropped up in New York City, Sweden, Canada, and the two biggest cities in Australia in recent days. Authorities in Peru say they're raising their alert level over it. The new cases are a sign that the rare and potentially deadly virus, traditionally confined to regions in Africa, is now successfully across the globe. The head of responsible investment at HSBC's asset management unit was criticized the finance industry for worrying too much about the environment. Stuart Kirk told the Financial Times conference, quote, "Climate change is not a financial risk that we need to worry about. There's always some nut job telling me about the end of the world," end quote. HSBC disavowed the remarks, saying they do not reflect the bank's views. Global news 24 hours a day on air and on Bloomberg Quick Take, powered by more than 2,700 journalists and analysts in over 120 countries. I'm Mark Crumpton. This is Bloomberg.